Very good. Yeah, well, it's surprising if you, you know, I mean, obviously in amateur radio, there's a lot of special events going on amateur radio, and we don't always take the time to kind of slow down and get to know amateur radio operators, but there's a lot of individuals that are now amateur radio operators that have some aspect or had some influence of Citizens Band Radio in their background, whether it be their childhood or like yours, for example, with your mom, me, for example, with my dad, and a group of buddies that he had in and around this area, Holly, Fenton, and elsewhere. And, you know, I grew up with that, and I had my own Citizens Band call sign back in the day, and then sometimes they had handles that you would use when you did not use your call sign. And my handle was called the Cattail, and his handle was called the Bluebird. That's going back a bit. By the way, what grade are you in? I presume you might be in high school, or are you out of school?
Hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees.
I am a junior. I'm in 11th grade. Yeah, I go to Everett High School, and about the CB radios, my mom's handle was Twinkie, so, yeah, and this was when she was a teenager, so that's pretty cool, yeah, so, mm-hmm, KF8 CPP, back to Kirk.